The new Connect FM.
Hi there, I'm Mary Lynn.
I'm Diane Ducey.
And probably one of the biggest American Idol fans in Champaign-Urbana and surrounding areas on the phone with us, too. It's Gary O'Brien.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We're good. I bet you loved those Elton John songs last night, huh?
You know what? I thought it was really good, but I was a little nervous, too, because sometimes, you know, they can butcher the songs.
Yeah.
When, especially when you have a favorite artist. But I thought last night was surprisingly good.
Now, something that's very special about you is that your profile picture, there's you, Gary, with Sir Elton John.
Right.
Arm in arm. So
arm in arm?
Yeah, well, yeah, I mean, you guys have your arms around each other, so apparently, I mean, you know, it's a nice, it's not like a picture where it seems like he didn't want to be near you. You know what I mean? So it's one of those feel-good pictures. It looks like you guys are having a good time. You both have great smiles. And Gary O'Brien has a fan club page where you can see that picture, the official Gary O'Brien fan club on Facebook. Now, tell us about this picture. How long ago was it? How did you get to meet Sir Elton John?
Well, that was the first time I met him. I actually met him three times, which is the thrill of my life because I'm such a diehard fan. Photo was taken in Austin, Texas. You know, I was at the Assembly Hall for like 21 years.
Yes.
And big, you know,
in charge of marketing and things like that,
and
right?
The promotions and all that.
Promotions.
Yeah, one of the assistant directors. So went down to Austin, Texas to see the show. One of my friends is the director of the building down there and went down to see the show and met Elton John. And I remember one of the things that was funny about that show is that he broke the all-time gross ticket sales record. Meaning, you know, it was just the highest amount of money that was raised by any concert ever in Austin, Texas. And we mentioned that to him. One of the reasons why we're laughing is Elton John kind of turned into like this middle school kid. And you know, we said, congratulations on breaking the gross ticket sales record. And he said, gross, kind of started laughing. Kind of like, what is it, that MTV cartoon, what is it?
Like Beavis and Butthead.
Beavis and Butthead, yeah, kind of like gross.
and then
we just started talking, and we took a few photos. And, you know, it was one of those things. I'm such a diehard fan. I own one of his costumes from 1972.
What?
I do.
He's a geek, an Elton John geek, man.
I do. I only wear it when I vacuum, but that's a different story.
Only when I vacuum. Well, is it a sparkly suit?
It is. You know, he'd been around for a couple of years before he started wearing the costumes, and this is one of the first. This is the first year he wore the real costumes, and this is like this mirrored jumpsuit with purple feathers coming out of the arms and the legs.
Oh my gosh!
And I am searching for photos of him wearing this. But I bought that at one of his auctions that where all the proceeds went to his charity. He was selling all of his old costumes and things. And they were selling, like, T-shirts and things like that. I didn't want that. You know, I collect the showbiz stuff, and so I wanted that. So I've got that. I've seen him, I think, 26 times and will again on the 17th of April in Peoria, which will be fun.
What was the year that he and Billy Joel were here at the Assembly Hall? Because I had phenomenal seats for that show, and it was incredible.
Well, the last time Elton John was here was in 99. Billy Joel was probably in the early 90s, but the Elton John Billy Joel song did not play the Assembly Hall, or that tour did not play the Assembly Hall.
It didn't?
No.
Well, I saw it in Atlanta, and it was phenomenal.
I saw it in Chicago.
So. I could have swore it was here.
I wish I would have been head over heels. But
that was a great show.
But it was one of those things. I guess my point is, I'm such a fan. I've got every recording, every legitimate recording, and maybe a few that's not. Concert recordings, that kind of stuff. I collect memorabilia. I've got some gold records and that sort of thing. But I almost didn't want to meet him because he's got a reputation for being a little moody at times. And
what? Sir Elton John?
Diva?
Moody?
No, you're being facetious now, aren't you?
I guess we all are.
Yeah,
so.
But he's got a reputation. Sometimes if things don't go his way, he throws a fit. So I didn't want to meet that Elton John, and I was worried that if he was in a bad mood or something, and he was rude or something, that it might affect my fandom, because I'm such a huge fan of his music and his entertainment style and everything, and he couldn't have been nicer.
Awesome.
And then the other two times I met him, he could not have been nicer. Just really a great guy, and let me tell you, one of the best, if not the best live performer I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Well, and they mentioned that last night on American Idol, how He just became this internationally renowned performer, and he was ultimately the first one who brought that Hollywood flash to the stage. And they also talked about the how the artists today continue to use that Elton John style, you know, your Lady Gaga's.
Sure, with the huge glasses he had and the, and the, you know, flashy suits. And your outfit from 72, how flashy is that, Gary?
It's pretty flashy. It's got mirrored sequins on it and purple feathers coming on the arms of the
Is you were saying that you've been looking for a picture of Elton John wearing that outfit. Is there a picture of you wearing that Elton John? Oh, come on. We've got to make that happen. We're going to work on that.
Now you have a choice. 93.5, 95.3.